Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're starting Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom of the Amud, Ravina Omar. Now, what is Ravina coming to tell us? Ravina is coming to answer the kasha that we asked yesterday. What was the kasha that we asked yesterday? Back on Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, you recall we had two cases in the Mishnah. What were the two cases? Case number one is, both of them are talking about a behema makasha leilid. You have a mommy animal that is in the throes of birth, in birth pains, v'hoitzi uber es yodai, and the uber, which is inside, stuck out its head. As soon as the uber sticks out its hand, we have now a problem. What is the problem? If it's going to keep its hand out, it's going to be an aver min hachai. We had a machlokes back at the beginning of the perek between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Is there an aitza for the uber to bring its hand back in? Rav said, absolutely not. That Ava remains usir forever and ever. Yochanan said, no. If Ava goes back in, it gets back to its normal status of being a part of the ben pakua. Just like when you check the mummy, the rest of the animal is going to be mitter. This Ava will also be mitter. But the Masri Mura said, we do not paskin like Rav, because chifted the illa, tifted the illa, tifted the illa. So therefore we hold...
The ula, yeah.
We'll go over the whole daf samaches, we'll go over the whole machlokes, and we bring more three rais fakert, and three rais right. Anyway.
You're right, that's possible.
Good. So, yeah, 100%. Back to our Mishnah now. Just take a quick look at the Mishnah. Ayin Beis, Umar Aleph, and Intin. Behema Makasha Leilid. Behema is about to give birth. Behoitzi Ubris Yodoi. And the Ubris stuck out its hand. Vechatocha. And you cut off the Ubris already at that point. Now, why did you go and cut the Ubris off at that point, the hand of the Ubris? Because that hand, according to Psak Halacha, according to Rav, will never be permissible to eat. And it's going to have a status of Eiver Min HaChai. Eiver Min HaChai, not only Yidin are not allowed to eat, Afala Goy is not allowed to go. But the focus of our Mishnah is not on the eating. The focus of our Mishnah is the Gabi, the Tim of the Tahara. So what does it say in our Mishnah? It
says... I may suggest, maybe the reason they cut it off...
Wait, one second. Okay, we already started about a minute ago. We were waiting for you. But we're just reviewing the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. And then we're going to go to the Gemara at the end of Ayin Beis on the days. Yes, Ramosha.
Maybe the reason they cut it off is that, you know, as a Talmud, on a limb presentation, the birth becomes very difficult. So maybe they cut it off in order to facilitate an easier birth.
What you're saying is beautiful. In fact, back in the beginning of the parak, when we talked about choytech es ober, so the Lashon choytech ma'ubish me'eha says it's very Yisroel, Yochanan Boaz, why does it say choytech ma'uber? It sounds like l'chatchila, you're allowed to go and cut off the aver inside the me'ayin. Isn't that a cruel thing to do? You have this little baby calf, which is inside the big mommy, going cutting off the ober. It says, punkt verkehrt. Not only it's not tzar balachayim, the purpose was to allow the mommy animal to give birth, because the animal is in such terrible birth pains, we're afraid that since they didn't give an epidural by Yom Mehem, I don't even know if they do that today by Bahamas, that this Bahama can expire as a result of the terrible pain. So they cut off, choytech, you're allowed to go and cut off a piece of the uber l'chatchila to allow for the natural birth of this. What you're saying is beautiful. But for our Mishnah, as we'll see in the Gemara, we're only focused now on not on the medical aspects and not on the humanitarian aspects. We're only referring to the quality of Tumah V'Tahara. So, anyway, getting back to the Mishnah, Uber Hoitzis Yodiv Chatocha, and you cut it off. V'yankach Shochet Es Imoy, and now you shechted the mother animal. By that time that you shechted it, the Aver Min HaChai, which has a status like an Aver of Nevela, is no longer touching the animal. As long as the animal was alive, you don't have to worry about Tumah V'Tahara vis-a-vis the rest of the uber, or vis-a-vis the rest of the behema. Says Rashi, she'ein behema mekabeles tumah mechai. You don't have to worry about dinam of tumah v'tahara. Where do you have to worry about dinam of tumah v'tahara? Says the Mishnah. Shochet es imah v'acha chatocha. Oh, you first shechted the mommy animal. The eiver menachai is still attached. That eiver menachai has a din like, says Rashi, like eiver min hanavela. And now it's not touching a live animal. By definition, as a result of the shechita, the animal is dead. Since the animal is dead, all we're left with is now the basar, and of course the atzumis and the gin, but for our purposes, the basar. And now this basar is touching that eivim min achai, uy, eivim min anabela. So that piece of basar l'choyre, because when we say basar, we mean at least the rest of the uber should all become tame, because it's touching now that terrible, bad eivim min achai, which Rashi says has a status like an eivim min anabela. And that's what the Meir says. Ha-basar magan avela, the rest of the uber, which is touching that aver, which is sticking out, guess what? It has a din of touching the magan avela. So even though chatacha, shkoyach, but the damage was done by the fact that you shechted and that bone, that aver, that bone, the limb, was still attached, and that limb has a status of navela, and now you shechted it, and the limb is still attached. Oy-oy-oy. It's metameit. And that's why Rameya says, ha-basar magan avela. The Chum said, no, no, no. Maga trefa shchuta. What means maga trefa shchuta? So we explained already yesterday. Just like if a behemah is trefa, and you shech the behemah, you cannot be matir it ba'achila. It's trefa.
However,
what you accomplish, it's not metame because it's matir mitoich, it's a metayr, metayrosa mitoich nevela. It shouldn't have a din of nevela. It has a din now of tohar. Can't eat it, but it's tohar. So now, that's a well-known din by treifa. The Chum say the same thing applies, the Gabi, to this aver which is sticking out, which is touching the rest of the uber which is inside. This is a maga similar to treifa, not stam treifa, but treifa which is a shchuta. Just like by treifa shchuta, there is no inyan anymore of tumah, because shchitasa mitarasa mitoich nevela. Here too, the shchita is going to be mitar, this aver menachai, it will not have a din nevela, and it's not going to be metam. We're focusing on the second halach of the Mishnah. The reason why we repeated the first is because the Gemara is going to refer to it shortly. So we have machloek between Rameir and the Chacham. So remember, what does Rameir hold? Rameir holds by the fact that this Eivim Menachai, which is status of nevela, it's touching the rest of the uber becomes tamei. So the Gemara asked yesterday, right after the Mishnah, Amai, Tumas Beis Astorim Hi. You cannot point out where the point of touching is between the tumah and between the recipient of the tumah. It's all clouded in mystery inside this aver. I cannot pinpoint and say, oh, this is exactly where the tumah is going from the aver menachai into the rest of the uber. It's beseiser. Why is it beseiser? It's all covered up. Normally, when you have a person, you have anything else, a keli, food items that touch a dead nevela, dead nevela by definition is dead, a dead behema, or it's touching a dead sheretz. You see the sheretz, you touched it, dead sheretz. So you know that you touch it. Over here you don't see anything. The Eivim Menachai and the rest of the Uber look exactly the same. So that's called Tumas Beis Hastorim for our purposes, and we hold Tumas Beis Hastorim Loi Metamia. So what's Pshat in Rameyer? So the Gemara wanted to give a teretz, go to the Meir Shitosai. And then the Gemara says, it doesn't have to be. Why doesn't it have to be? So we had a teretz, Omer Ula. Omer Ula is six lines from the bottom of the Amid. Those on the phone, kindly make yourselves mute, because we hear the background noise. Thank you. So Omer Ula. Loishna ele shloisha al shloisha shenechlek, ava sholish o sholish, aboyis mi beged, god vishas prishasan, me avien mekablis tumma me avien. Hanami vishas prishasan me aver mekabal tumma me aver. What is this all about? What Ula is saying is, it's taka true. During the period of time that the two are connected to one another, that is, the Eivim Menachai is connected to the rest of the Uber, I cannot see where, excuse me, where the Tumah emanates from, and I cannot see where the Tumah is entering into it. It's all Beseser, Maskim. Tumah's Beseser, Sarem, Loi Metamia. Here, however, we're talking about at the time of the Prisha. Prisha means when we're cutting it. Whilst we're cutting it, there's, by definition, always going to be a little bit of an overlap. We're not talking about using a ballistic missile to go and cut it right down the middle. We're talking about cutting it with a knife. By definition, there's going to be a little bit of a sinew here, and a vein over here, and a membrane over here, which will continue touching until you're finally finished with cutting it.
Not like a laser cut.
It's not like a laser cut. Very good. Suzuktin Zingamura. Hanam bishas prishosan me'ever. Whilst it's taka touching, I agree with you. Tumas Beis Hastorim is not metame. Excuse me. We're no longer talking about Bishas. They are merged together. We're talking about Bishas Prishasan. Ah, when it's separating, when are they separating? Bishas the Chituch, as you're cutting it. That time, they are still overlapped for a second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, until you clear it out and you pull it two away. So during that period of time, that's when it's going to be metame, because then it's no longer beseser, mezeitus miti fleishiga oyin. You see exactly what's going on. So that's the teretz that we gave of Ula yesterday. Ravina comes up with a second teretz. Shkoye chesed besatzadik burich atu abinoi eliheini melech huay lamsha koil nihia bidvore.
Amen.
Shkoye. Ravina omar. Ravina says, gzuntai. Ravina says the second teretz. Beged lav lechaticha koi. Uber lechaticha koi. When you were talking about the whole din of Timis Beis Storm, you were talking about a beged shloishal shloishah shulishal shulais. Rabbi Moshe Chaim wanted me to go and emphasize shloishah shloishah means 3x3 tvochim, 3x3 shulishah shulishah means 3x3 tvochim. A gracious shkoyach for reminding us. Anyway, beged lav lechaticha koi. As long as the beged is all intact as one, you don't expect that you're going to go and cut it now or ever. This beged might remain the way it is forever and ever. Whenever you know what when to use it, you'll just throw it in the waste bin. But in the meantime, it's lav lechaticha koi. Therefore, excuse me, that's why I say tumas beis torim loy metam. Here, however, uber lechaticha koi. You're going to go and cut this uber, the hand of the uber, off at some point. Why? The behem is already geshachtim. What's the purpose in cutting off the aver? Because you're now going to eat from the aver. The aver is a din of aver minachai. Machloik is whether it's metami, not metami. But certainly you're not going to eat from it. So this uber is lechaticha koi, not the uber. The aver of the uber is lechaticha koi. So even though factually you see the two pieces are totally connected, the bad guy, meaning the aver minachai portion of the uber, and the rest of the aver of the uber, they are totally connected. And that's in fact. In law, it's as if they are totally divided. It's as if it's already tishnitten, as if it's already cut. Therefore, Tap Rashi says, don't look upon it as a situation of tumas beis torim. Look upon it as if it's two separate entities. What do you mean? It's not two separate entities. It's all connected. Yeah. Where do you come on to this svura? Same Rameh, because that's Rameh is our Mishnah. A Mishnah Masechtas Mikvuas. Bush stayed on the Mishnah. Kol Yudas Akelim Shehein Aruchais for Osn Lekatzitzon Matpil Ad Mokoyim Mita. You have a pot or a pan which you want to go and toivel in the mikvah. No problem. The problem is that you have a handle that goes the length of this table. And then you have such a longer handle, which is kishmak and very good, and your children can play with it, and you can pick it up and pick it up. But you want to go and toivel in the mikveh, it's too long for the mikveh.
It doesn't fit.
Vos tubman yet. Says Rameir, it's not a problem. Just go until mokay mida. What mokay mida? Says Rashi, eventually you're going to go and cut this handle down because it's just not practical. You want to hang it from a nail inside the wall in your kitchen. It touches the floor. So eventually you're going to go and cut. So the mokamida means where you're going to be moided your measure, and you're eventually going to go and cut. So what's the din? Says Rameh, you can go and take your pot or pan with the longer handle, put it in the mikvah, make sure it covers until that point where you're going to go and cut it. Matvul mokamida, and that's already kosher, even though half of the handle is sticking out. And even though the last part where you're going to go and cut it is not in the mikvah water, because it's still part of that. No? And therefore you can go and say, it's a chatzitza, it didn't go totally in the water. Says Rameh, it's okay. Since it's going to be cut, kolo oymed liktzayt, ke katzit stami. Kolo oymed lachtoich, ke chatoch stami. So therefore, don't look upon this as having a long handle. Look upon it as being a short handle. Short handle, I put it into the mikvah. Azoy zuk Rameh. The parentheses, all you have to do is change it. Rabbi Huda oymed. Achiatul is cool. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this kind of business, and it says, no, you have to push. Your mikveh is too small, go to Kiryas Yoav. Your mikveh over there is too small, go somewhere else. You have to find a mikveh where the whole thing can fit, or cut it. Taka, cut it. Good. So what do I see from this? L'choyre, the svara that Ravina is giving, that this Uber is goes according to the mayor. So tomorrow, no, a filter rabbi can go according to that Rabbi Yehuda that we had in the parentheses on the side. Go like Rabbi Yehuda as well. Chibir Ochlin command the mifrasi dami unegiba hadoni. When is there a machloikis whether you deem something to be kechotuch or lav kechotuch? If you're talking about a handle of a kli, the handle by definition is made out of wood, made out of metal, made out of whatever it's made out of.
Solid.
It's solid. Oh, shkoyev, that's the word. Thank you very much. That was a solid explanation. So it's like a solid, and therefore you have to hold either it's kikotsitsomi or lafikotsitsomi. When you're talking about meat over here in the case, we're talking about this aver from the behemoth, and this aver is basically meat, and therefore, unfortunately, I can't eat it because it stuck its hand out. But the point of all of this is, since we're talking about meat is very, very very light and very soft. Yeah, soft is the right word. And so therefore, we deem it even according to the Rabbanon, Kiman dechotuch domi. It's not only according to Rameyer. Rameyer we need it because by the yad of the Kli, the Taka Machloikis. Rameyer holds, you deem it as if it's cut. While Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you have to go and actually cut it. You don't hold this deeming business at Chiapolis Kula. But that's only if you're talking about something solid and hard. Here we're talking about Oichlin is command mifrasi domi, it's as if it's already divided up, and the gibah dodi in one part is touching the other part, and therefore I don't have a problem of tumas beis hasta. So bottom line is we have two terutzim to our kasha. How does Rameyer say in the Mishnah that it becomes tame? I some beis hastarma ainu matame. So the first terutz of Ula was that we're not talking about whilst it was still connected. We're talking about at the point of disconnection when you are cutting it. There's always going to be an overlap for a second or two or three, and therefore it is touching one another. That's pshat, that's why it's matam. Now the other pshat is ravina. Even before you cut it, it's deemed and considered halachically as if it's cut. Because kala oimed lachtoich kechotuch domi. So even though it looks like one long piece, the boisai, you're looking at it mit the fleischig oigen. You have to look at the rochnius oigen. The rochnius oigen tell you these are two pieces already. Shemishka. It's not a case of Thomas Beis Astorim. It's talking about two. The halach is, it's as if two pieces are touching each other.
How do you use Taich Chavura Ochlin command the Mefas?
Chabiri Ochlin, when you're talking about Ochlin that are connected, command the Mefas, it's as if it's already separated. Why? Because they're so soft, and therefore you don't have to go and take a sledgehammer or an electric saw to go and cut it. You can cut it very simply because it's meat. On the gibat, zuki muriyat. Now, based on this, whether or not it's matame the mother is a separate question. Rashi back on Ayin Beis Omer Aleph said, "Habosim maga nevela baser uber maga eva menachayu." The rest of the bus of the Uber inside the mummy is clearly touching the rest of the aver. As the rest of the animal, since this aver is sticking out, assuming that it's sticking out very cleanly and it's not leaning on any part of the rest of the animal, it's just standing out there, so then doesn't touch it, it's not metam. Enochanami, if it would touch one of the avarim, one of the legs of the animal, lamushal, you'd be right. No different, in fact. This Eivim Menachai, the touch is... Yeah? She gets in it again.
We're saying, though, it's Tame, and therefore, when it's still in the mommy, and when it comes, it has to be touching the...
The Eivim is outside the mommy. The Uber is inside the mommy.
Yeah, but it's the Tame of the Uber, though.
That's according to Rameh, 100%, it's Matame. Now the question is why? It's still his base of starting. So you have two terutzim of Ula and of Ravina. Yeah, see it?
Obvious question.
And if you touch it, you're out on the limb.
Exactly, you're out on the limb. Very good. Shkoyah. Anyway,
you said there's two pshutim in Rashi, no? The Uba or the mother, no? Did you say yesterday two pshutim?
No, I said the Rashi, what we said, forget about yesterday. Today we said the Mishnah says, Habasar maga nevela zukrashi, basar hu uber maga eva menachai zukrashi. So, Brother Shai, who was on the phone, was asking why we're only focusing the basar uber when are we talking about the basar of the entire animal? And the answer for that is, Azoi Haistach in the Vesai. The reason why it's basar uber, because there it's clearly touching one another. It's part. This is the long aver. Part is outside, part is inside. Clearly touching. But who says that it's touching the rest of the animal?
Correct.
So he was asking, it should be metame the rest of the animal too. If in fact it's touching the rest of the animal, yeah, but it shouldn't.
Yes.
Anyway.
At least if it's halachically, we're looking at halachically, lishmid,
yeah,
like you said, but the fly should go.
Right.
So what difference does it make if it's soft or hard?
But the halacha dictates, when do you say it's deemed to be split, it's only split, but if it's nice and soft, because you and I can go schnell, we can go and take a little mess from the kitchen, we can go and cut it. But if you're talking about a handle with this, then you have to go, you have to call a repairman, you have to go and call up some machine guy, and he has to charge you $100 for a house call.
The flash is geschnitten, even though it's easy to cut, it didn't cut.
All of this is deeming. We're not talking about that actually happens. What happens? Your wife tells you, we have to go and cut this off. Oh, we're going to cut it off. It's kechutuk to me. I don't have to bother calling anybody. It's a shame. It's a shame. Kechutuk to me. It's still attached. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So, Zuktimor, Bishloim, and Le'ilah. These two terutzim are both beautiful terutzim. Haini Diktani Chatocha. That's the reason why we had to get onto Chatocha. Not only because of Moshe's reason, because he's concerned about the birth of this animal and Nebuch, the Kunis Tafushis for the Mami. But another reason why Haini Diktani Chatocha is because the whole way that we were able to fa'en for the Tumas Beis Astarim is because since you cut it, at the moment of cutting, again, the two are touching each other for another half a second, 2 seconds. Oh, that's how you defeat the challenge of the Tumas Beis Astarim.
Before Shechita, it touched before Shechita, a second before Shechita. Yeah?
This is talking after Shechita, my friend. That's the second part. Shochris ima v'acha chatocha. That's the second. Getting back to the Gemara, that's why it says chatocha. El Ravina, my chatocha. According to Ravina, you don't need to actually go and cut it. It's deemed to be cut halachically as if it's two separate shtiklach. Even if he never cut it, I would still say I don't have a problem of tumas beis astarim, because since he's going to cut it, about if he never, but I'm assuming that he will eventually cut it, it's as if it's cut right now. Since it's cut right now, you don't have a tumas beis astarim. So why does that have to say in the Mishnah we actually cut it? Even, I'm only going to cut it tomorrow, I'm going to cut it in a week from now. It's deemed to be already cut now. So why does the Mishnah have to insist on the word chatocha? So Timur, you're right. We taka didn't need the word chatocha. I did. So in Reisha, since Reisha used the term of chatocha, and the Reisha was talking about that you did it before the shechita, and that was very, very important, because since it was before the shechita, the live animal never became, and the live uber inside never became tamei, because like Rashi said, ein behem mekabel es tuma mechai. That's why we had to cut it before the shechita. So that was important chatocha. But the Sefer wasn't really important, but Agav it says over there, Chatocha, Tanami Sefer, Chatocha. The Gemara continues on. At the end of the Mishnah of that second case, we said, Chomim Maga Trefa Shchuta. So how did we explain it until now? That according to the Chomim, that the Shchita, just like it helps by a Trefa Shchitasa Mitarasa Mitoich Mevela, here too, the Shchita is going to go and be Metair, that Evin Menachai, which is sticking out. Zokti Gemara, so what does that mean? That means the choyr, it's totally tahar. Avari, you're not allowed to eat it because it's eva menachai. But it's totally tahar, just like when you do the shechita by the treifa. So the question is, why does the Mishnah use the term maga treifa shechuta? The word maga sounds like there is a negia problem and there is a tumma after all. The chum should simply say, tuarhi, gemarnu. What's it, the maga treifa shechuta? So therefore, the chum are suggesting by the lashon of the Mishnah that in fact there is a shtikl tumma after all. What do you mean? The chum hold that the shchita mitarasa mitainavet. Oh, treifa shchuta mi metamia. It's not metame. Why does it use the term maga? So to my inkin avud shmul yam avud shmul treifa shchata metama bimukdashin. A regular treifa that you shecht. We've already said 12 times today and 1,000 times in the past. Although by the treif, if you shecht it, you cannot eat from it. But shchitasa mitarasa midei nevela, not tame. Rabbi, that's min ha'toira. Midrabanan, if you're talking about kudishim, in fact, it is mitame. So if you have the shoychet inside the base of Mikdash, shechting the animal, you're shechting now an oila, a shlumim, a toida, whatever the animal is. After they go and open, after they shecht it, they do a bedika and they see that there's a sirch in the lungs. Oi, the behemoth treifa. Okay, so what's the status now? Not a kosher carb, I'm going to have to bring a brand new carb. However, am I going to become tamei now? Or anybody going to become tamei? We're touching an avela. Min atoyda, no, because chita mitaras midain. Midrabanan, it is mitamei. So if you touch this animal that turned you one of the boykim, and you found the sircha, and you had to paskin that this is a tray for behema. Unfortunately, you're going to have to go to the mikveh and wait for Erev Shemesh. Not min atoyda, midraban. That's why the Mishnah used the expression of maga
treifah. It's not treifah. The iser of the evim menachai. So really, you see, the treat is metar evim menachai. It's not metar levay. It's metar treifah.
Mechitin, I love your question. The lashon of the Mishnah was a chum oimim maga treifah shchuta, that we're being medama. Just like by treifah, when you go and shecht it, you're not going to be machshir it to eat. But it's going to go be metayer midei nevela. This by this eva menachai, the same halacha applies.
But why? This is not. Yeah, if you say that the iser is taki bosom, so the treifa fashteif, just like by treifa you say it, this would make sense because the ibur shayato chitzlo betzosre has a din treifa. Maybe it's ten. But if you say it's eva menachai, it's like nevela negative.
So let's go back to the top of the umid base. What did the chachamim say? Ma metzina, just like we find by treifa shchitas mitarasa. Av shchitas behema to tire as the eva. The shchitas behema alters the tire, the eva that it takes away the tumah. Why, wow. When, where? As we zugun say. Said Rameir, I can understand the shchitas treifa the oisa because you're talking about the behema itself, but even the eva from the uber. So that's in fact, you obviously hold very strongly like Rameir. How does this happen in a Rameir? Rameir ain't a chachum. That's what the Mishnah said, Abu Samagan Avela. But the Chum disagree.
I'm just saying that if you say the whole Isser is from Ibosab, so the Trefer, then it's very sensible. Then I just like the Trefer. That's what I'm saying. If the Isser is on Sabosab, so the Trefer. Fashtayeche. So if the Isser is.
Which we're saying is correct.
The
term Eva Menachai means the Spusa Basuda Trefer. Because Spusa Basuda Trefer means it went Chutzum Chitzusai. So if you have Kudish and it went outside the Azura, it's possible Beyoitze. Why don't you say it's Pusla, it's Basa Masoda Treifa? It is Basa Masoda Treifa. We call it Yoitze. Here we're talking about Eva Menachai, the fact that the Eva is sticking out before the Shechita is like any other Eva that you would have cut before the Shechita or plucked off the animal before the Shechita. It's Eva Menachai. So the Gemara, you're right. It's based on the Pusik Suda Basuda Treifa, Leisacheli. But just like by that Treifa, the Shechita helps, by this Treifa, this Chutzum Chitzusay, the Shechita also helps to Metar B'nei Nevela. That's min ha-toyre. And that's even midrabanan by chulin. By kudishim, it is metami. And that's why the Mishnah used the term of maga. It is metami the maga, meaning the maga of kudishim midraban. Fine. Ma metzin betreif shekhoz mitarosa af shechitas behema to tire as, or aver, it says on the side, not the uber, but the aver that's sticking out. Tanya omlin rameya. Now we have a machlokes between rameya and chum, which we just mentioned, and the Gemara is going to go into a bit of a dialogue expanding on what we learned in the Mishnah. According to Rameir, the Eivra Menachai, which is sticking out, is Tomei, Tomei Yikra. It's Tomei. According to the Chachomim, as a result of the Shechita, it's Matarasa, Bidei Nevela, it is not, you're not allowed to eat it, Hulila, but it is not Metane. Tanya Rameir, V'chimita Roy, the Eivra Ze, Bidei Nevela. What would be Matar, this Eivra, Bidei Nevela? Shechita is Imai. The shechita of the mami. In other words, your view, chachamim, that this eiver menachai is not metameh, is because it has the benefit of the shechitas ha'ein. After all, 90% of the uber is still inside. It's only 10%, 5% sticking out. So it's a shechitas ha'ein that's metarasa midei nevela. M.K. Datirana b'achila. You know, how do you go and cut it like with a chalif that you're splitting it up and say it doesn't help for kashrus purposes, but it does help for tuma purposes. Amrulai, how they matzelis al she'ene gufa, yoyisimi gufa. We find many cases that it's matzel by the ene gufa more than the gufa. What does that mean? Who's talking about ene gufa, yom gufa, nish gufa? So Rashi already explained, the Gemara will explain this shortly, don't be nervous. And they continue on, sher shenina, because after all we already learned in the previous Mishnah, choytech mena uber shemayel mutter ba'achila. What happens if the doctor, the owner, the heiband, that's the nurse, goes and cuts part of the uber, and like Ramosha said before, to allow for a more easy birth. Yeah. See, it's choytzach min uber, you cut off a little uber shmeyel, and you leave that piece inside. You didn't take it out. You left it inside the b'nei me'ayin, inside the rechem of the mami. Muntabachila. After that, when you shech the mummy, you open it up, not only can you eat the mummy and the uber inside, but even those pieces that the nurse cut, ultimate. However, what happens if you took a sake and you went into, you did a surgery, and you cut a piece of tchoil, that's spleen, umenakloy is from the kidneys, and after that you shech the mummy, and you find inside the cut tchoil and the cut kloyis, also bachili, you're not allowed to eat that cut piece of tchoil and that cut piece of kloyis. Remember Rashi said earlier, the reason why we talk about tchoil and kloyis, you don't have to worry about a simen tarfis, because remember back at the beginning of Perek Eilat Treifis, even if nitl hatchoil and nitl hakloyis, we said it's kosher. So you don't have a problem of kashrus of the animal. The animal is fine. Only question is, can I eat from the tchoil which I just cut? Says the Mishnah earlier on, you're now allowed to eat from the tchoil and not eat from the kloyis, which are inside the behemoth.
Why?
That was the Gemara that we learned back on Daf Samachas. Freit Gemara, Mike Omar, I don't understand. There seems to be apples and oranges. He's asking a question. If the Shechita Sa'im is Matu the Eivim Menachai, in terms of its Matzel Menatoma, why don't you go one step further and be Matu Bachila? He starts telling me about that Choyl and you cut it in the middle. Well, Mike, what's the Tzutu? So Omar Rav the Amri Lo Kadi or Kadi, Chsuri Maxav Achitani. We have to add a bunch of lines that fell out. And we start the whole dialogue again. Very simple, straightforward. What caused, according to you, Chacham, that you're saying, no, it's tar. This Eiver Menachai is tar. How? Because since you shechted the mami, so that's a ben pekua, the rest of the uber inside you're allowed to go and eat. So this piece that's sticking out, it's metar and midei nevela. And not matir, it's machshir if it should be enough. The chum say v'chitera, the other words, midi nevela shchitasima. Shchitasima is matir midi nevela, it's not, no longer metame. Im keng tatirana bachila, why don't you go the next step and say you should be able to go and eat it? So omrulai, so this is the piece that was missing before. The chum now answer back. Treifa teichiach, you think that this is such a novel idea that a shchita can only accomplish taking away tumma, even though it's not matir bachila? It's like an altamasa. By treifa we have this. Any single time that you go and shecht an animal, and then afterwards you go and do a bedika in the lungs or in the kloyes, in the lave, in the reya, wherever throughout the, and you find that chas v'shalom that there happens to be a simen tarfiz, you won't be able to eat it, right? Treifa. But the shechita that was done perfectly, mitaheres midein avela. The same thing applies over here too. It's not such a foreign, novel thought. Here too, the shechita se'em is going to go and help to mitaheres the eiver menachai that it should not be mitame, even though you're not allowed to eat from it. Amalehem. So the mayor heard this. He said, "Loi, how can you compare imtiara shechitas treifa? You know how the shechita of the treifa is metayr, midei nevela, because it's oisa dover shigufa, because we're talking about the behemoth itself. You shechta the behemoth itself, at lo yalaini, we found that the behemoth has a sircha in the lungs, it's treifa, you're not allowed to eat the animal, it's treifa, but at least it's materis, midei nevela, it's materis, gesundheit, the shechita materis, midei nevela. But that's gufa, gufa means the same animal that we're talking about. But the tyrus, the eiver, dover, she'ena gufa. He was talking about the eiver of the uber, which is already a secondary thing. It's taka, the child of this mami, abasinish, the mami itself. And this is sticking out. So who says that you can continue this svara of treifa, that the shchita mitaheres, mitoich, midei, nevela, and you're taking this to an extreme. Not only the gufa behem itself, but even that shtickle that's sticking out. Ve'ezok, tutoch, dover, she'ena gufa. Obi Yerchima is inside. Just shtek tacharos. So Omri Lois, they told him, just a nishka kasha. Pink fakert. Harim atzelis al sheini gufa yois mi gufa. We find in another case, the case that we just mentioned, which we're going to repeat again, that the shchita can go and help for the eina gufa on the yerech uber, on the uber, even more than on the heim itself. Why shir sheninu? Back in Daf Samaches, in the Mishnah we learned, choytech mena uber shemei eha. If somebody cut a portion of the uber inside them in the ayin to remove a limb and left the limb inside, mutter b'achila, when you open up the animal after that, not only can you eat the animal and the ben pekua, the uber, but even that aver that you left inside that you never extracted. Uber yerechima, you're allowed to eat the whole thing. no problem. However, if you cut minat choyl minat klois, even though you left that cut piece of choyl and that cut piece of klois, you left it inside the mami, aser ba'achila. If you're wondering, what's stuck in the svara? See, Gemara in Daf Samach Tes brought based on psikim, because it says koilashe bebehema, anything inside the behema. The Gemara said that includes even the uber and chatichos of the uber. So why don't you say the same thing legabi the tchoil and the kloyes? Says Gemara, it says in Pusik, oisa techeva. Oisa means shleima v'loy chaser. And that was the drusha back in Daf Samach Tes. So you see that sometimes the yufa koyecha ben mi koyecha av, that the uber could be stronger than the rest of the animal. So, Madach, you're telling me that the Shechita Se'eim is matir, not only the, not my game, Shechita of an animal helps. Even if you find out that it's a treifa, yes, the Shechita is going to go mitaris v'dein nevela, then the Chavada, the uber, which is with the aver sticking out, certainly the Shechita of the aim can go and be matir that. But that's ein agufa, that's a second entity. But back in Daf Samaches, we learned that sometimes ein gufa is faster, yoiser mi gufa, because the uber, the shtickle inside, the shchita is matted to eat that chaticha of the uber inside.
If it's inside.
Yeah, 100%. So, but it's not matted the tchoil or the kloyis inside.
That's like
100%. But at least we see from that Xeris Akuzah that the Eina Gufa could be even better than the Gufa. And if you don't want to be better, at least on the same Madrega as the Gufa. And therefore, just like by the Gufa, it's Matar, the Trefa, that Midein Avela, so it can also be Matar, the Aver, also Midein Avela, that not Matar Bachila, but Matar in terms of Matar, in terms of Tumah V'tar. This pshat that we just had, the Gemara is going to repeat it word for word, Tana Mihochi, we're just going to add one Knech in this brisa, that's going to be about Avraham Adulto. We'll get to that in momentarily. Tana Mihachi, that this is Taka the right shot, right? The Gemara said, Omer Rava, V'amri Lakadi, Surah Mechsra. So it's this, and we have a brisa, which is Mamish word for word. Omer Ramey. Ramey now talks to the Chum. Chum said that when you have that Aver of the Uber sticking out, the Shechita helps to Mataharis Midei Nevei. Midraisa, midrabon taka by mukdashim. Yeah, but that's midrabon. We're not focusing on that. Zitana mihachi. Amle Ramey. Ramey says to them, "V'chim mitera the aver semi din nevela." How did you go into presto magic? This aver doesn't have a din nevela. Of course, it has a din nevela. It's sticking out. It's aver menachai. Aver menachai is a din like a nevela. Amalai shchitas imai. Shchitas imai is mitaris midei nevela. Why can't you eat it? How do you split hairs over here? Palgina dibura. You're saying you're not allowed to go and eat it, but it's matter. Omrloi, what's so shver? In the previous parak in Eilat Treifas, we learn Treifat Teichiach Sheshchitas and Mitaras and Midei Nevela Bein Matiras and Bachila. What's the issue? Omlehen, come on, Imtiharta Shchitas Imtiara Shchitas Treifa Oisa. You're talking about the animal itself. You shechted this animal. It's a Treifa. At least Matiras, this animal midei nevein. The Esa Eva Meduldulba. The same thing would apply to Eva Meduldulba. What is that referring to? An animal that unfortunately had an accident or had a disease of some sort, and one of the limbs is never sehengtzach. If sehengtzach, hengtzach is Yiddish, and English means it's just hanging there. If they give it a yank, it's going to come off. But the Baal sehengtzach. How does it hengtzach? So Drashi, you have nechtach mimenu Eiver. Umura betoli b'miktzas. There are one or two sinews, a couple of veins, a half a bone, a little flesh, but it's really hanging there, and it's ultimately it's eventually going to go and fall off. But in the meantime,
what's the touch of umura?
Umura means that it's connected. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, imtihara shchita streifa oisa. That I understand, and even eva medulduba the shchita mitaharis midei eva menachai. Even though it's like eva menachai because it's almost ready to fall down, but nevertheless, it's Matar. But that's all Dovish Gufa. That's the Gufa itself. Tatiris or Uber Shaina Gufa. Even the Uber, come on, the Uber is like a second entity. Amrloi, Harbi Matzel Shaina Gufa, Yoizumi Gufa. We already have halachic precedent that the Eina Gufa is better than the Gufa. Why, Sharich Shanina? Choytam and Uber Shemeyah Mutabachila. If you cut off a shtikla from the Uber and you left it inside the mami, it's Mutabachila. But if you go and cut off a piece of the spleen, or Menakloyes, or Sabachila, even though you left it inside. So you see that sometimes Yufa Koyach Ben, Mi Koyach Av, the Uber can even better than the Koyach of the mami itself. So you see that this Braisa is word for word, like Rava said, Beautiful pshat, gibaldi. Now we start a new shtickle, and we're going to talk about this Abraham Adultaba. Omer Reb Shimon Lachish, that's Rish Lachish, kemachloikis bi'ubrin, kemachloikis ba'ivun. Just like the case of the Uber in our Mishnah, that we have a machloikis between Remeir and the Chachamim, will the tray for help vis-a-vis that Aver which is sticking out from the Uber. So we have the machloikis whether or not it will mitire midei Aver minachai, teres midei nevela or not. Same machloikis in the Gabi that Aver hamiduldu. When you shechted Avram, you shechted the mami, Nebuch with his Avram Dulda, which is Nebuch Tzehen Tzuch, and now the shechita was perfect, no tarfis, everything is great, I want to eat the rest of the animal, can I go and eat from the Avram Dulda? But no, for sure not. Why? It has a status like Avram and Achai was going to fall off. Can okay, can I go at least, is it mitayr midayna vela? Oh, zoktuch yeetz rishlokish. The same machloikis we have by the Aver sticking out from the Uber, same machloikis applies to the Aver Hamadoldo. Exact same thing.
Does the Aver Hamadoldo make the behemoth a trefa?
No, that's not. We're talking the case where it's not. I mean, you have Nishburu at Tzitzlois. There could be a situation, but we're talking about a situation where it's not. That it does not make a trefa. So just like the Shechita is going to go and, according to a mayor, will not help for the Aver of the Uber, the shechita is not going to help by these Aver Hamadulim. And according to Rabbanon, just like it helps in the Mishnah to go and take away the Issa Aver Menachai from the Aver sticking out of the Uber, same thing applies to Aver Medulim. So, in fact, Angamor says, Kemachloikis be'ubrin kach machloikis be'averin. Rashi seems to have the Girsa, Kemachloikis be'averin kach machloikis be'averin. In other words, the two Avarim are basically, you spell them the same, Aleph Beis Reish. This is an Aver mina Uber, this is an Aver Hamadulul, but they both have the exact same din, same machloikis. Azoizuk Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Machloikis be'aver di Uber, like we had the machloikis. Al be'aver de behema, the Aver Hamadulul, Zivri Hakoil, Shchita Oise Nippel. Nippel is an interesting expression. Rashi says it's borrowed from a pasuk, which Mor is going to quote tomorrow, where it says, V'nofal, that the Aver fell off. So now the Gemara is saying that the Shechita creates a situation of nipple as if the Aver fell off. What does that mean? Since we look upon it as if the Aver fell off, the Shechita did not help. Can you imagine? You have an animal that already lost an Aver or two, Nebuch in some sort of trauma, in a disease, whatever it was, and the Aver fell, it's on the ground, and now we shech the mami. Perfect shechita, no tarfa situation, everything is great. Would anybody say that that Aver now you can eat, or that it's not metame? Avada, it's also to eat, it's Aver menachai, and avada it's metame, because Aver menachai is metame just like neve. Ah, so zok yetz the Gemara, that's the, says Rabbi Yochanan, machloikis be'eva de uber. That's where the machloikis. Be'eva de behema, divya kol shechita oise nipple. Shechita oise nipple means it causes that limb to fall down, and the shechita does not help. And therefore, it's going to retain its din of Eva Menachai. Not only you're not allowed to eat it, but it's even Metame. Everybody will hold that it's Tame. So this Eva Medulul is more Chomor than the Eva of the Uber. But the Eva of the Uber, the Chom said, the Shechita of the Mami is Metair, is Metain Neveil. But here we're saying, no. The Shechita of the animal will not be Metair, this Eva HaMedulul.
Didn't the Rice before say not like that?
Your kasha is the Gemara's kasha. If you go two lines further, meisvei from that price, shkoyach Ramosha, you're paving the way for the next Shikumar. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Chanina, my time, the Rabbi Yochanan, leave it Rabban. What's the svara of Rabbi Yochanan? Hayisle tekante bechazar, about lesle tekante bechazar. We touched on this briefly before, at the beginning of the perek. We learned that after the aver of the uber is sticking out, what happens if it's chazra? It went and withdrew and it went back in. So we paskin like Rav and Rav says, it's too late. This Aver is also forever and ever. Rabbi Yochanan, no, there's an Eitzah. If it goes back in, it could be torn after all. Ah, so that's the reason why the Shechita helps more for the Aver of the Uber than it helps for the Aver HaMedulul. Because Aver HaMedulul, you can go to the plastic surgeon and try to go and play with it. This Aver is dead. Masha'ink in the Aver Uber, just give a shtipper on, it's back in, it'll be kosher again. So that's the reason why we have, there's a difference between the Aver and the Uber. Fine. Now, Freitel Dimuriyat Meisvei, this is the Kasher Ramosha was pointing at a moment ago. What did we just say now, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says that everybody agrees, the Gabi, the Abraham Adoldo, that the Shechita will not help. Not only will not help to go and be Matir Bachila, it won't even help to go and be Machshir or Matir Bidein Devein. Azoi! Meisvei, Omer Rameyah. Rameyah said a moment ago, we just learned that a minute or two. Loi imtiera shchitas treifa oisa, v'yes Avram adulduba. There I can understand that the shchita of the mami helps itself, the animal itself, and also helps the Avram adulduba. So what means it helps the Avram adulduba? That it's a matayr. Loi imtiera shchitas treifa oisa, v'yes Avram adulduba. The aver that is nebuch hengtzach, what's it din by that aver? The shchita will help it out. Well, Shechita is going to help it. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say a second ago that according to everybody, the Shechita will only help? Nah. The Shechita will not help by the Eivor Medulduba. We have a machlokes in the Mishnah, the Gabe Eivor Ha'uber. Yo, yo, yo. This is a kante b'chazar. The Eivor Medulduba, everybody agrees that the Shechita will not help.
Will not help.
I'm sorry. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. But the Braisa says, Faket. Rameyah says, I can see why the Shechita would help. Why? Because Dovish Gufa Tatar is Uber Dovish. I'm sorry. Tatar. This was a discussion between Ramey and Chum, and Ramey says, I can agree that the Shechita's treif will help itself and will help the Avram Adulduba because that's Dovish Gufa. But Tatar is Uber Dovish Ain Gufa. How could that be? It's Dovish Ain Gufa. And they answered, of course, Mr. Tchoil, like we had before. Sokti Moriyat, I don't understand what you just said now. What does he mean? Remember, according to Rish Lakish, the identical machloikis we had, the Gabi, the Aver of the Uber, where a mayor says that the Shechita will not be Matair, and the Chum say that the Shechita will be Matair, says Rish Lakish, the same machloikis we have also, the Gabi, the Aver ha Medultum. So, therefore, according to Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish is saying now to the Chum, according to me, there's really no difference between either the Aver of the Uber or the Aver HaMedulba. The Shechita will not be Metairet. Shechita will not be Metairet, because that's what Rish Lakish said. Kamachloikis be Averin, Kach Machloikis be Uber. It's not going to be Metairet.
Consistent.
Exactly, consistent. So we see over here that Rameyah said to the Chum, no, I can understand by the Aver HaMedulba, because he's saying the Devrayim Kamalahu. According to you, I'm asking you a kasha. Lidi did, there's no difference. But you, the Chachamim, why are you making this distinction between the Aver and the Ober? Look at the top Rashi. Bishlam l'Rish Lakish, the Omer be'Averin nami plihi, ha, afel gav der meyer ka'omer la, loy tiksha. Don't ask a kasha on Rameyer, because the Rameyer Rabbanan, he's talking to Rabbanan. The mitari be ubrin ubei varin kamalahu. Their mitari, they say, both are the same. The avu bishat the mitari be aver behema hoy lechem letame be aver ho uber she'enei gufa. That's what Ramey is saying to them. I don't understand how. Remember, according to Rish Lakish, aver and ubrin exactly the same. What was the lashon of Rish Lakish? Bishem Lakish machloikis be ubrin ka machloikis be aver. So just like you say in our Mishnah that the uber's aver becomes Tohar Agav Ima. Same thing you're going to say by the Avram Adulduba, it's going to become Tohar. So he says, I don't understand how you're saying something like that. The Avram Adulduba, I can understand. Why does that become Tohar? Because it's still Gufa, it's still part of the animal. It's a Hengtzach, but it's still part of the animal. So the Shechita will go and be Metair. That ain't. But how do you say that by the Avar Uber that it's Metair? So that makes a lot of sense, according to Rish Lakish, that dialogue back in the price that we just learned. El Rabbi Yochanan is kasha. Why is it shver according to Rabbi Yochanan? Next Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan, the Oma Divya HaKoil, Avraham Adulduba, Tomei, both the Rabbanan and Rameir. Everybody holds across the board that even the Rabbanan hold that it's Tomei. Hechitoni v'yasa Avraham Adulduba. So how does Rameir say, I can understand by Avraham Adulduba that the Shechita is going to be Metairet. What do you mean you can understand? Nobody holds that the Shechita is going to be Matair, the Avram Adulduba, according to Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kuli Alma Moida, Shechita Oisa Nipple, is as if it fell down, and therefore the Shechita is not going to be Matair. So that price doesn't make sense. Rabbi Moshe, that was your question about 10 minutes ago?
That is correct.
Correct. Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, Zotimara, you know, you have a good point. Eli Itmai Hachi Itmar. We have to make a switch Reish Lakish remains exactly the same. Amr Reb Shimon Lakish, Machlokes Be'Ubrin Kaf, Machlokes Be'Ivorim, no change. Same as we said before. Here's the major change. Reb Yochan Omar, Machlokes Be'Ivor Di'Ubrin. That's where the Machlokes is. Where the Chachom say that the Shechita will be Metar B'Dein Avel. Our Be'Ivor De'Behema, the Ivor HaMedoldol, Divriyakol, Ein Shechita Oy. The previous Kirsa was Kuli Al Moida Shechita Oysen Nipple. According to new Kirsa now, Ein Shechita Oysen Nipple. What means Ein Shechita Oysen Nipple? It's as if the Aver of the animal is still attached to the animal. And since it's still attached to the animal, everybody will agree, even Rameir can agree, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Shechita Ein Oysen Nipple, it's still attached. Since it's still attached, it will be Metayer Midei Nevela. It'll be Metayer from Aver Menachai. And that's why in the Braisa it works very beautifully now, right? The Moshe works beautifully. That says Rameir to the Chum. I can understand that the Shechita is Metayer, the Treifa, it's Oysa. I can even understand the Eva Medulduba, that's also Oysa. Yeah, yeah, that I can understand. I don't agree with that, but that's what you hold. That's fine. But according to Rabbanan, why are you saying something like that? The Eva and the Uber are totally different. Eva Medulduba is an essential part of the Guf. Mashenkin, the Eva of Uber, is not a part of the Guf. So then, now that that price makes sense, because it's Kuli Al Moed, we call Ein Shechit Oysa Nipol Lagavi, the Eva Hamidul. What's Taker Svara? Why would Rameir hold? The vis-a-vis the Aver, now we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan. So vis-a-vis the Aver of the Uber, what did we learn in the Mishnah? According to Rameir, it continues to be Tomei, and the Shechita's aim is not going to help. How come by the Aver Hamaduldu, the Shechita will help to remove the Tuma? And the Mar gives an easy answer, like we said before. Because Rameir holds, I gufa v'hai lav gufa. If you're talking about the animal itself, the shechita is metar, the animal itself, mitoich treifa, mitoich nevela, and it can also even help the eiver hamedulduba. But if you're talking about the eiver of the uber, that's already a separate entity, and that's not going to go and help. Fine. We finished the shtiku, but this is connected, as you'll see. That's what the Rabbanan said back to Rameir. We stopped the dialogue in the middle. Rameir asked the Kasha, and now we want to understand what's taken as for Rameir to be mechalik between the Aver and the Uber. Of course, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said.
What I'm asking you is a Chum's
answer. Chum's answer, Chum's answer. Ah, ain't Gufa is even worse than Gufa. Yofa Koycha Ben Mi Koycha. That's not Rameir, that's Rabban. Very good. And that's why you see the Gemara asked, according to Rameir. Well, what was the Lashon in the Gemara? Well, I'm my time to Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave it to Rameir. I goof, I love goof. According to the Chumim, Taka, Eina goof is even more chomer than, or it's more susceptible to the benefit of the Shechita than the rest of the animal. Okay. Kindelach, Zat Moichel, Lubisu Shtilla, means please learn a little bit quieter, or maybe move to the back, okay? Thank you very much. Omra Yitzu Beyosef, Omra Yoichanam. Hakul Moidim Shemisa Oysa Nipple, the Ein Shechita Oysa Nipple. Oh, yeah. What does that mean? The Ein Shechita Oysa Nipple is just repeating what we just said a moment ago, according to this new version of Rabbi Yochanan. What means Ein Shechita Oysa Nipple? That the Aver is still considered to be one together with the rest of the animal, and just like the Shechita is going to help for the animal, it's going to also help for
Aver Adulun.
For Aver Adulun, correct. However, Misa Oysa Nipple. What means Misa Oysa Nipple? As a result of the Misa, we deem the Aver that was previously Medulun as if it fell off prior to the Misa. If it fell off prior to the Misa, then the... what difference does it make? We're talking about Misa. We're not talking about Shechita. The animal is dead. This Aver is dead, and the rest of the animal is dead. It's treif in Yiddish sense, between the shes, just like between the shes and chafi. It's treif. You have husa b'chul. It's treif between the shes. We're not talking about a treif situation. We're talking about you have the Aver Medulduh as a result of the Misa. The animal eventually died. The animal now itself is nevela. However, the Aver fell off already a moment ago. It didn't. But Misa Oysa Nipple has this, the halachic effect as if it fell off. So you can tell me, so what difference does it make? Aver Menachai and the Aver Menames are both Metame like nevela. Big, big difference. Until now we equate it whenever we said Aver Menachai is Metame like nevela. The Gemara puts big brakes on that, says not necessarily. What's the difference between the two? So let's take a look at the Rashi. Shemisa Oysa Nipple. It's about two lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. Eva Medulduba Behema. Umesa, the behemoth died. Hamisa mapelis oisai, the misa causes that eva to fall down prior to the misa. The ain't a tom make you eva minavela. It's not eva minavela. Elke eva minachai. Isn't that the same thing? No. Hefresh yesh beinayim. Damrin ba'oiv ha'roitiv, which we'll learn later on in the Sechta. Eva minachai basar ha'poidish mimenu tohoir. Ha'inu metame elekshu eva sholem basar gidim va'atzomayv. Avnevela kizayis mimena tome yavatum. Oh, there's a difference between a kizayis from an eva mina nevela. In other words, a piece of nevela meat, and you took a kizayis, that is metame. But if you're talking about basar, kizayis a basar, from an eva minachai, that is not metame.
Only what?
Only if you have a full eva. Eva sholem, basar, gidim vatzameis. But the basar that is poirish me eva achai, if it gets cut off eva achai, that is not metame. Ah, so that's what the Gemara is chiddush over here now. Everybody agrees on meimet rabbanim. Misa oisa nipple, and so therefore that eva minachai is deemed to be eva minachai, but not nevela. Nafkumin will be the guy with that basar that comes off, like we saw in the Rashi. Vein shchita oisa nipple, and everybody agrees that shchita does not cause it to fall off. It's still part and parcel of the animal. This is Rabbi Yochanan Shita that holds it. Even Rabbi Meir would agree that the shchita would be metayer bidei nevela because it's attached to the animal. So we said, so why isn't it held by the Aver Ober? Because this is Gufa, and this is Lav Gufa. Aye, we thought Lav Gufa is better than Gufa. That's Rabbanan and not Rameya. Rameya holds that the Gufa is better than the Lav Gufa. Okay. Rameya Skina. All we said was Misa Oysa Nipple, Ain Shkina Oysa Nipple. The question is, what are we talking about when we say Oysa Nipple, Ain Oysa Nipple? Are we talking about the Aver of the Uber? Or are we talking about the Aver Hamid Duldum? Elaim, the Aver of the Uber. You're telling me over there, kuli al moid, hakul moidim, shemisa ois a nipple, ein shchita ois a nipple. So shchita doesn't ois a nipple, legabi, the aver of the uber. Rabbi say miflik pligi, that's the machloikis in our Mishnah. That's the case of the aver of uber. And that's the case of the machloikis, whether the shchita is metair or not metair. How can you go and say, the ein shchita, hakul moidim, ein shchita ois a nipple? So Abadu, we're not talking about the Eivet the Uber, we're talking about the Eivet the Behema, meaning the Eivet HaMedoldov. If that's the case, what is the big chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan? Misa Tanina, Shchita Tanina. I have befeirush and Mishnayis, both on the halacha of that Misa Oysa Nipple, and another Mishnah that ain't Shchita Oysa Nipple. What are those two Mishnayis? So it's about Misa Tanina, befeirush and Mishnah, later on in Daf Kif Chav Zayin, state in the Mishnah Zayin. Mesa behema, the behema, you pike it. Habasa, the basar of this behema, tzorech hechsher, you need it to become muchsher lekabel tuma. Ve'evim metamishim evim menachai, ve'evim metamishim evim men hanevela. Divra meir. Oh, so we're talking about a mesa behema, and we're talking about that there was an Avraham Meduldo. And what do we say about that Avraham Meduldo? It's metamishim evim menachai. Why is Metame Mishim Eivim Nechai? Why is it Metame Mishim Nevela? After all, when the animal died, that Eivim Medulda was still connected to the animal. So just like the animal is a shtik Nevela, it's Mesa, so then this Eivim is also a shtik Mesa. Oh, this is what the Gemara said before, that when it comes to Misa, Misa Oysa Nipple. Oysa Nipple means it's as if this Eivim fell off a minute before the Shchita. So there, not the Shchita, before the Misa. So when the animal died, only the animal died. The Aver Menachai had already, quote-unquote, died before. It's as if it fell off before. Ah, so it's not an Aver Menames, it's not a Nevela, it's an Aver Menachai. That's why it says in the Mishnah that the Aver, Metame, Mishum Aver Menachai, Vein Metame, Mishum Aver Menanevela. You're asking me, what's the difference? That's the Rashi, that if the Basar is extracted from the Aver Menachai, it's not Metame. It's only the Aver, Basar, Gidim Batzameh. Oh, so this is Beferish. Mamish is exactly what we just said now. Misa, Oysa, Nipple. Because if Misa would not be Oysa, Nipple, then we would say that the Aver is still connected to the animal when it died. So that everything is a shtik nevela. Not only the animal itself, the behem itself, but also the Aver Menachai would also be a shtik nevela. By the fact that we say, no, it's Aver Menachai, it's not Aver Menavela. So that's a Raya Taka too, this Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara is not asking Metzoidus Raya, the Gemara is saying, what is the Chiddush for Rabbi Yochanan? Why is Rabbi Yochanan, Chas V'Shalom, wasting our time and telling us, this is the Chabbafedish Mishnah, the Misa Oysa Nipple. So that's the first Mishnah. What's the mitzvah zweite Mishnah? Shchita nami tanira. Also says that shchita is einoi oise nipple, meaning that it's still as if it's still connected one with the other, and therefore the shchita of the ein should be metayer the evim and medotum, the evim hamedotum. So shchita nami tanira. Wie steht es? Nishchita beheima chuchshru b'dameha divra meyer. As a result of the shchita habeheima. This Abraham Adoldo now becomes Mukshar Lekabel Tumah. What do you mean it's Mukshar Lekabel Tumah? The din of Hekshar Lekabel Tumah is when you have Oichlin and you want to know will this Oichl be Mekabel Tumah or not, so then you have to be Makshar with one of the seven Mashkut. But if you're talking about a behemoth that's dead, a Nevela, it has its own Tumah inherently because it's a Shtik Nevela. You don't have to start pouring water on it and say, oh, is it nichole, not nichole? It's not that it's being makabel tumma, it's bursting with tumma and it's pushing the tumma to others. Anybody that touches this nevela, whether he or the oichlin is, we're not talking about that, we're talking about the nevela flesh itself, it doesn't need a hechsher. Yet Rameyer said, no, nishkuta behema huchshur bidomel, that you do need to have a hechsher, but you don't have to worry about bringing in any type of mashke from somewhere else. The dam of the shchitas of behema is going to be machshir this Abraham Adoldol as well. No, that dam of the shchitas of behema is going to be machshir the behema, but not the Abraham Adoldol, because Abraham Adoldol is as if it fell off, and therefore you're going to have a separate hechsher. But this whole discussion about having a separate hechsher or not means that it doesn't have its own inherent tumah. Because if it's a shtik mevela, we wouldn't be talking about being machsherit lekabel tumah. So why is that taka the case? Because this Mishnah holds that ein shchita oise nipple. Since the shchita doesn't do nipple, therefore it's still connected to the animal. It's not deemed to be an eva menachai, it's not eva menames. After all, I shechted it. Once I shechted it, it's mitayir midei nevela. It's the chal al zeh zeh good. So it's not a nevela anymore. The only way that this basa can now become tame if there's an outside tuma that touches it. The Eva Medulla itself would not be tame on its own because ein shchita oise nipple. It's as if it's still connected to the animal, just like the rest of the animal is tor. This is also tor. So now the Gemara is asking, so what was the chiddush then of Rabbi Yochanan? So to my imahi, if we only have this second Mishnah, have a min amai hochshru, when it says in the Mishnah, Nishkata behema chukshu demer, I would think it's going on the basar. What means on the basar? Not on the aver. The aver is talking aver menachai. Aver menachai is metame kinavel, or at least kamat like nevel. What did we say? Chukshu demer. When the shtik basar comes out of that aver menachai, since that shtik basar doesn't have the status of nevela meat, it has the status of aver menachai meat. What did Rashi say about Eva Menachai meat? The basa coming out is tahar, right? Eva Menachai basa poyish menu tahar. That was the Rashi we learned before. So he basa it's tahar. So how is it ever going to become tameh? If you're machshir the kabel tumah by putting on, says Rameh, you don't have to put on anything. The domim of the shchitas animal, that's already enough to go mi machshir. But none of that dam came onto the Eva. But the Eva is connected. This was gonna. Says Rameh Shimon, no, loy hochshir, you'd have to have a separate hechsher. So therefore, I would have thought that we're talking about the basar, not about the aver. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that even the aver has the same din that ein shchita oisin nipple, and so therefore you're going to attack after me machshir the entire aver, not just the basar. Freitim of a hochshru katani. Let's finish and look at the frankashes. Freitim of a hochshru katani. The hochshru is a lashon rabim. So it sounds like it's going both on the aver and on the basar. And you're telling me that the havamina would be only on the basar. The lashon of hukshiru, rabim say if there's basar poydish mina behema. Remember, we're talking about a behema which is gishochten. So therefore, all of the flesh is now kosher meat, not a treif. Everything was great. So and that basar to go and now become tameh, it has to be mukshir the kabel tumah. The dam of the shchitas of behema. Poilt, number one, that the basar of the behemoth itself, I cut off a piece of meat, I want to eat a piece of roast beef, I want to eat a piece of lat, whatever it happens to be, of pastrami, now it's not mukshal kabel tumah until dam or something else falls on it. So that's what Rameyer said, that the hukshur bidomah. But not only in that basar, chal basar, apoydishim and aver. So that's the hukshuru, the two different types of basar. Vreitim on my ume dahai mihai. Why is one better than the other? In other words, you have to go and talk about both basars. So could I take him in a hoyle metami to mechamura agav oviv, and will only boy hechsher the basa that's coming for the Eivim Menachai. Were you to leave the basa in the Eivim Menachai has its own inherent tumah. So that's the tumah chamura agav oviv. I would think you don't need a hechsher. Mashing in the basa that comes from the rest of the animal is kusha v'tur and everything is great. Avada, it has to be mukshal kabel tumah for purposes of being mekabel tumah. So I would think the tumah chamura, the one that the basa that comes from Eivim Menachai, it should not require hechsher. Kamash v'lon, that's why you have to have the hukshuru, the both the basa and our behema. And the basa and the Eivim Menachai both need a hechsher so that they should be mekabel tumah from something else. Just one more stickler, boy, say. Omer of Yosef, the Koyter of Yitzhak bar Yosef Yotcha. This of Yitzhak bar Yosef was the one that said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He is 100% right. How do I know he's 100% right? The Rabbi Baruch Hanna, Koyker Vosser, Rabbi Baruch Hanna holds exactly like Rabbi Yitzhak bar Yosef. Who is this Rabbi Baruch Hanna? This time we have another Braisa. Uvasev Asad, the Treifel Oisechelu, La Kelev Tashlichen Oisai. Zokti Mora, this Bosse comes to include La Havi Ho'ever, Va Bosse Hamidul Dolin, Va Behema, Ubachaya, Uba'oif, Ushchotan. We have the Abraham Adoldol from this animal. And what did we do with the animal? We shechted the animal, even though the rest of the animal might have been kosher, but this Abraham Adoldol is Osur. Now, I would think Osur means, number one, that it happens to be Osur, that you're Osur Ba'achila, because Abraham Menachai, and maybe also that it's Mitame, it's Abraham Menachai. No. Ein behan elamitzvus proish bilvod. What means proish bilvod? Says the top Rashi. Ein behem iser lav shul Eivim Menachai. Not Eivim Menachai. It's not in the Vela. It's not Eivim Menachai. L'choyre, it should even be mutter ba'achila. It was connected to the animal b'shas ha'shchita. That we say that it's osir is only midrabanan. El mitzvus proish zok Rashi. Ba'alma midrabanan. You brought a pasuk b'osir b'sod ha'treif lo'isachelet. That's an asmach to be alma. Alma ein shchita oisa nipple, the shchita does not cause it to fall off, in other words, halachically, and so therefore the Eva was connected to the behema all along, so the shchita that helps the rest of the animal will also help for this Eva hamedulduh, l'chol apachas, even if it's not matir b'achiva, but at least to go and take off any din of Tumas Navela, Tumas Eva Menachai, which is exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that ain't shchita oisa nipple as a result of shchita, we don't deem it as if it fell off, we deem it as still connected, and therefore the shchita of the mami, or the shchita of the behemah is going to help for this Eivim Medoldo, so that it's not mitame.
Shkaya!
What's your question?
The tanina
on
Nisa's nipple is not
answered. He's saying that, see, what you have to say is that the first part is agav, the second part, to go and show the distinction. You're right, we only address the second. 100% correct. I'm glad that somebody helped up because Lisa is in the position. Everybody.